This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The medical term is triage, deciding who gets treatment first based on the severity of the problem. It's a similar principle in the Texas flood zone rescuers trying to identify the most vulnerable residents. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
During the storm, University of Texas professor Lex Frieden watched the water crest over the engines of the family cars. Frieden, who is in a wheelchair, has few options if he wanted to leave his home right now, but he's lucky. His generator works.
We will discover in the days going forward many, many people who we didn't know were there, who have needs, who've been overlooked, who before hadn't been identified.
The mayor's office for people with disabilities is working on that. They already have a list of 250,000 residents who are registered with the office, and now they're holding a daily call to arrange help if necessary. For medically fragile individuals who need electricity for devices like ventilators and infusion pumps, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' Kristen Finn says they've got a map.
That can help pre-plan as well as potentially conduct life-saving outreach.
Finn says her office has sent names and addresses of 88,000 people to local health workers who are planning for any medical needs in shelter spaces. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.